Yes, what happened is I was coming from the shop to get some food. So when we got home, I realized the two Toyota GD6 Fortuners that were parked close to my yard. As well as the smoker, but I didn't realize what type of a car it is. So these guys, they drove fast when we got home. After about 30, 40 minutes, just after finishing meeting, the outside alarm, it rang, like it is very much in center. So obviously, someone was outside. So when I opened the curtain to check what was going on outside, I realized there were four guys, two of them armed, and two of them were breaking the car windows, started breaking car windows, I mean, throwing some explosives inside. So the same time, I closed the curtain, then I heard something was thrown at the window, but it didn't come inside the room. So we ran to the other room now. That is when one of the guys shouted, "No one is coming out. No one is coming out of that house." So I didn't realize who these guys were. I didn't see their faces because they were wearing some, they were covering their faces with only walls and even the eyes.
So who do you think these people are?
Obviously, they are from Mnangagwa. I can't say anything else because these people, if you remember, they arrested me for a bogus charge in May. And the last time, I think last year, I got involved in a suspicious accident and they've been coming to my house with unregistered plates. And I actually sent the message to the media that I'm realizing a lot of there is an influx of unregistered vehicles coming to my house. Then recently, these people come yesterday, they come and petrol bomb my house and the car.
So do you fear for your life?
Mm-hmm. Of course. If someone is trying to kill you, obviously you will be afraid. I'm fearing for my life.
And we understand that other case in which you are trying to stop the ZANU-PF Congress is about to go to court. Is that the case why maybe some people are attacking you?
I think so, probably. I don't know.
And the other case, how far is it, the one that you are challenging Mr. Mnangagwa's leadership of ZANU-PF? How far is it?
Yeah, it's the High Court. The judge president made a ruling allowing a joint that a Egyptian guy could move the former vice president. So we are opposing that. We appealed to the Supreme Court that it was supposed to start tomorrow, the 3rd of October. So I'm not sure now the refuse to make the appeal to the Supreme Court.
So you are going to court tomorrow?
Yes, we are supposed to go to court tomorrow. So I'll check with the lawyer today and to have the advice around the end of the day.
Okay, so
it's too possible for us to go tomorrow.
Okay, so tomorrow, what are you going there for?
For the main matter, the legitimacy challenge. It was supposed to be heard tomorrow, but like I said, we launched the Supreme Court appeal against the refund judgment with regard to a joinder, the application for joinder by the